Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
It's the Big O Show.
Oh, yes it is, baby. We are ready to rock and roll from beautiful Ladd Peebles Stadium here in Mobile, Alabama. Year 21, I think it is, something like that. I don't know. My memory's really bad, but it's been a long time. And so we are enjoying ourselves here. Day two of our coverage at the Senior Bowl. We got a ton of things to talk about. We got a ton of people to talk to. Hopefully we will get some players in shortly, and we'll start getting some folks in. We'll also get Michelle Kaufman on at 2 o'clock at our regular time. It's funny because we've been talking, we've had our inter segment now for several months, and there's been no soccer. Now she's covering like real soccer, like there are real players on the field. So we'll get to that. We got real players here on the field at Ladd Peebles, and today at 1 o'clock will be, 2 o'clock your time, but 1 o'clock our time will be the first practice, and then we'll see the second practice for the North. At 3 like we did yesterday, and we'll be out here throughout the practices, and we'll try to scoop up some guests for you. We'll try to get players also. We are told we could get players maybe in about a half hour, around 11:30 your time. We could start getting some players here and available to us at the Senior Bowl, so we're looking forward to it. Yes, right, yeah, locally. Just put locally. All right. When you always put it, put locally, just so they know. Tell her we're open. Tell her we're on till six. Yeah. Tell her we're on till six. Yeah. I'd rather her. Yeah. Cause I don't want her to cut off during the practice, because if the other team's not practicing, we got the opportunity.
Leave all options open to get players.
Yes. Just need a couple minutes heads up. That's all. So there you go. So that way you got it. That's why you got to keep on the YouTube and all that. So you guys get all the behind the scenes stuff when you're tuning in like this and everything that's going on. So it's I don't know if it's a
trick. We got nothing to hide, man.
Oh, I don't care about that. Yeah, there's no doubt nothing to hide. It's just I have no idea if it's a treat for you or a disaster. I don't know, however you want to look at it. All right, we got a lot of things. I don't know where to start with what happened in the Kansas State game. We got the Purdue player getting stepped on by the Illinois player. We got the Heat and the Wizards back in action tonight. We got the Panthers with a nice win last night. Vetrano with a hat trick. And we've got Derek Jeter getting in with Larry Walker to the Hall of Fame. But Derek Jeter did not get 100% of the vote. And look, the game is what it is, okay? You're not going to help the game at all with the votes, okay? The game of baseball is just, it's like a train compiled with a snowball, compiled with a fireball rolling downhill, okay? It's just this ginormous thing that's just eating everything up, because it's just headed downhill in every direction, okay? And this is all part of it, and not that this does anything to the game itself. The game is boring. It's a strikeout or home run. The players aren't as smart as they were back in the day. They're not as versatile as they were back in the day. The game is so much simpler than it for the manager too nowadays compared to back in the day. It's just not nearly as entertaining anymore. And when it comes to young people, they have no interest. I just told you about Michelle Kaufman on the Inter-Miami beat. When we get to the 30s, okay, we are in the 2020 right now, right? This will be the last 10 years that baseball is in the top three in this country, okay? The MLS and soccer will pass them up. When we get to the 30s, baseball will be buried at that point. It'll be a fringe sport just like hockey. You'll see. It's already happening. Basketball and football are light years ahead of baseball. kids that are into their 30s and under, they're not kids, they're men already, but all the way down to the kids, and I'm talking like the millennials and the Generation Zs. It's football, basketball, and soccer for them. They don't have any interest. They don't have baseball on their radar. And part of, you know, the problem with baseball has been all the archaic rules, all the stupid unwritten rules, the stuffiness that comes with the game. And then all this, I mean, Hank Aaron is supposed to be in there 100%. And so is Babe Ruth. Okay? And so is Derek Jeter. There are some guys that just, dude, there's no discussion here. Just insert the man into the hall. That's all. Look, I'm a huge Derek Jeter fan, the player, okay? The executive, I mean, there's nothing to be impressed about with the executive so far. So that you know, when it comes to my Marlins, I can't be impressed with Derek Jeter. But I have to compartmentalize this whole thing, and I have to separate it, right? And obviously, as a player, Derek Jeter was a stud, dude. Ultimate leader, winner, clutch player, all of those things. That's who that guy was, is, has been, whatever. Etched in stone. Put his ass into the Hall of Fame 100%. He's not going to go flipping out about it because that's not who he is. Never has been that guy. And he shouldn't. It's not his place to do that. It's my place to do that. You know? And I hope that person gets exposed because that person should not have a vote. I mean, he got 99.7% of the vote. That's just some idiot wanting to be contrarian. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Just a guy that wants to go against the grain. I mean, that's the only way to look at it. You're not going against it with any kind of substance whatsoever. You know, when Nolan Ryan comes up, just induct him into the hall 100%. No, there's got to be somebody that has something up their ass and they've got to like, okay, no, I'm not happy because of, I don't know what it is. I mean, even if the player was a jerk, man, if he or she is a Hall of Famer, then that's all you need to know. That's all you need to establish. Do they belong there? Hells to the yeah. Check. Move on. I would love to see these votes should be made public. And I know some of these guys are now posting their votes and stuff, and which I'm glad. But it should be made public. We should know who you are. Because the person that didn't vote for Jeter should have their vote stripped. And I don't know if it's a young person. I don't know if it's an old person. I have no idea. But this has been going on forever in baseball. So to me, it just seems like there's this inherent type of attitude that you have to find some fault in certain players. So they, I mean, Hank Aaron, like, who are the idiots that don't vote for Hank Aaron? That doesn't make any sense. That part I don't understand. What are you, racist? I like, that's the only thing I can come up with. It's not because of the player. Nolan Ryan, what is it? You don't like, I don't know, guys with big thighs? So you didn't vote him in? I have no idea. How do you hold back Nolan Ryan? How do you say, nah, I'm not voting him in for the Hall of Fame?
Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Griffey Jr.
It's ridiculous.
We've talked about, you know what, I could see these guys on the golf course, and it's like, okay, somebody's got to abstain. You know, that this is the way we do it.
Yeah.
This is the rule. You know, that old fraternity crap. And, like, somebody has to vote no.
I don't get it.
And I thought, honestly,
I don't get it.
I thought that this had changed because of Mariano, that there was a new precedent and we were going to start to see. And here we are right back where we were, one year blip.
And again, to me, that you know, you should be stripped of your vote. That's all. Because you're actually irresponsible at that moment is really what you're being. You're not, it's not about being contrarian. It's not about that you found some kind of a stat or something that he wasn't exceptional at, so he can't be a Hall of Famer, which I don't know what it is, and I don't really care. I watch the guy. I know what a Hall of Famer looks like. That's a Hall of Famer. That's a no-doubt, no-brainer Hall of Famer, period. There's no argument, no discussion whatsoever. Get his ass in there. And when I saw that, it was just, you know, these are the things. Baseball was my favorite sport growing up. By the time I became a teenager, football took over. But I grew up with an incredible love for baseball. And I've noticed how I've lost interest in baseball as the years have gone on. And I know it also hasn't helped that our Marlins have been so, you know, non-competitive, and it's just a team that's not even trying to win, and it hasn't been trying to win in forever. And so I know that that kind of takes away some of our love for the game itself. But the game overall just continues to lose me. And here's where I find myself talking about baseball, because it's not like people are ever going to call in about the game. Not that people are ever going to chime in on the YouTube chat board, on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Whatever. Nobody cares about baseball. It's very few people that care about baseball. And we have very few towns now that are left that are hardcore baseball towns. It's only a couple of those. And the rest of the country, the ratings tell you all you need to know. It just gets worse and worse and worse every year because baseball's fans are dying. It's the only sport in this country that is not gaining the same kind of momentum from young people that they're losing from old people. Okay? As many football fans die, many more are born. Can't say that about baseball. You can say it about basketball. You might be losing basketball fans every year, but you're gaining a whole bunch of them every year too, around the world, by the way. Let me add that caveat. Okay? That's where basketball even has it over football, that they're gaining popularity. They are the number two sport in the world is basketball. And let me tell you, a lot more people play baseball around the world than they play football. Not football, but football. Okay? And yet, it's number two in this country because football is the monster. And listen, we've had this conversation over and over again. Social media, go look at soccer, basketball, and football. They're all over it. Where's baseball? Where are the baseball players? You look at football, basketball, and soccer, they sell their sport. They're on social media. They're on commercials. They're joking with each other. They're all that stuff. Where is it in baseball? You want to connect with young people? You got to do things that young people do. Okay? Hey, go open a TikTok account or whatever the hell that thing is. Whatever you got to do if you're baseball, man, you better do something. You need to make it cool again to play baseball. That's the problem with kids. They look at baseball and it's uncool. Soccer, cool. Football, super cool. Basketball, cool. Baseball, uncool. It's really nutty the way it works out. But it's listen, congratulations to Larry Walker. Well-deserved honor. Well-deserved honor for Derek Jeter. I just wish we'd get over this hump. And when guys are no-brainers, let's just give them the 100%, man. It just makes you look like an uneducated voter when you do not vote Derek Jeter in. That's all. That's what it makes you look like. And you really don't get it. 786-322-1105 on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. If you want to get in, 786-322-1105. We, of course, are out here at the Senior Bowl, and practice starts at 1 o'clock. So there you go. There is the field. So you can check out the field. It's a little, today it's not as blue skies as it was yesterday, because tomorrow we're supposed to get some serious rain. It's like down to, it's up to 100% now. So there you go. You get a little look at the stadium and everything there. And now you get back to seeing my ugly face. But, so we are out here at Ladd Peebles, and we will be out here for practice all afternoon. They will start off at 2 o'clock your time. They'll take the field. The south team will take the field. The north team will take the field at 3 o'clock. We'll cover both practices. Now, we will go live till 2 o'clock, till about 2:30, actually, 2:20 with Michelle Kaufman. Then we will watch practice and take some notes and all that good stuff. Anything big happens, we'll report it after practice. We'll get on again, and we'll have some interviews for you. We may have interviews starting in about 10 minutes now. There's a window that's open, and we may have some players join us and have a little fun out here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. I'm waiting for Anna, too, from Reese's, to see if she comes by to say hi, to hang out with us. And maybe she'll bring some candy or something like that. I know Bill wants some Kit Kats, is what he wants, right? Kit Kats, is that what it is?
I'm a Symphony Bar, Kit Kat, Reese's. That would cover it.
Yeah, Symphony is one that not a lot of people eat. Brandon Flood, yo, got that official Senior Bowl gear. I see. Oh yeah, this is old. I've had this for a little while. Eugene LeBranch. Oh, I used to love the Marlins. I haven't even stepped into that stadium they built, waiting for some free tickets. LOL. Big O, welcome to the area. Remember, Hank Aaron was more vocal about race and injustice. Willie Mays and Ernie Banks were somewhat silent. Not Aaron. He spoke up, and yes, he should be in the hall 100%. I mean, well, he's in the hall, but not 100%. Yeah, I've taken Bill by Hank Aaron Stadium, since Hank is from here, from the Mobile area. They've got the minor league affiliate, the stadium that they have here. It's called Hank Aaron Stadium out here in Mobile. So there you go. Little fun fact for you. Appreciate all of you out there, of course, as always, listening, watching, downloading. And remember, whenever you're downloading the podcast, you can always reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. And, of course, our show is proudly brought to you by VSS West Pines. And let me tell you, folks, for all of your smoking needs, I'm telling you, whether you're looking for rolling paper from Raw to the brand Smoking that is really, really popular, hookahs, for those of you out there, they've got all price ranges from $19.99 and up. CBD products, flower, tinctures, edibles like chocolates and gummies and jelly beans and ice cream. In fact, I just took this morning the CBD turmeric and ginger. Actually, it's an orange jelly bean that is got turmeric and ginger. And turmeric, obviously, is good for the heart, and the ginger. So that's one of the CBD products that I take every single day. It's CBD, turmeric, and ginger inside of it, the jelly bean. And it tastes really good. It's orange flavored and all of that. That's what I'm telling you. You got all these kind of different options. And whether you're doing it for pain or for stress, they've got all kinds of different CBD products. Go to the website, VSSWestPines.com. Follow them on Instagram and on Facebook at VSS West Pines. All right, we got the Heat back in action tonight, taking on the Wizards at 7:30. Jimmy Butler, with that sore hip, is listed as probable for tonight. Duncan Robinson is questionable with the ankle strain. And Goran Dragic has got a bruised knee. Seems like Goran is like always getting banged up. So you're 19-1. You got thoroughly embarrassed by this team the last time you played. They scored like 80 points off the bench, which was just ridiculous. Might have been like 85 or something off the bench. And you you got to exact revenge tonight, right? I mean, there's no other way for the Miami Heat. I don't care whether Jimmy plays or he doesn't play. You need to win tonight. You need to play some badass defense. You need to, if you can embarrass them tonight, go do it. Because, brother, they lit you up like a Christmas tree the last time. And guys were scoring points that they had never, ever performed like that in their lives. And maybe never will perform like that again. So that performance has got to be lasting a little bit for this Heat team. So I would imagine that tonight they're going to, you know, look to exact a little revenge in all of this. Let's talk a little bit about Antonio Brown, because this one is we talked about this yesterday because it was breaking while we were on, and Cameron Wolf was obviously following the story. Glenn Holt, his trainer, has been arrested, okay? And he was arrested on battery charges because, according to the report, the truck driver for the delivery service, and apparently there was some, I think it's Nicole Linsalata, I think is her name from Channel 7, she reported that it was due to payment, that there was a disagreement. And it seems like Antonio Brown, look, I get this. Antonio Brown will end up broke, right? I mean, he's already, I think pretty much we're convinced he's crazy, right? This is a young man that is not sane. This is a young man that does not or chooses not to get help. I don't know if you guys seen the Delonte West story? I don't know if you've been following it. Do you remember Delonte West, the basketball player?
It sounds familiar.
Played for your Celtics, actually. A bunch of tats all over the
Dude,
place.
Don't say some, that's like saying you're Philly Sixers. That's once upon a time, bro.
Okay, well, but I mean, if they're in a championship, you're bragging about them.
No, I'm not. Are you high?
Yeah, you're probably going for them. You got a Celtics jersey under that shirt, don't you?
Never. Yeah. I've never owned a Celtic jersey, actually.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah. He's got a Kyrie Irving jersey there still.
Okay, but you're the guy with the Dr. J in your studio.
Hey, bro. the doc is always going to be my guy. So you look at this whole situation with Brown, and then I was telling you about Delonte West. And Delonte West was seen getting beat up in the middle of the street the other day. And apparently he's living in the streets and, you know, he's in a really bad shape right now. And people have tried to even reach out to help him, but he refuses help. And this is kind of the catch 22, isn't it? With a drug addict, the catch 22 with a guy that, or a woman that chooses to gamble, or an alcoholic, or if you have some mental instability, it's trying to reach that person to try to help them. And if you follow the Delonte West story, or if you haven't, look it up and you'll see that it's sad, because you're talking about guys that made millions of dollars, that they should be living a comfortable life the rest of their lives. And if they have any kind of issues like this, that they have the money to at least get the care that they need, right? But unfortunately, a lot of these guys end up with hanger-ons and people that are not going to protect them and try to look out for them. They're going to try to facilitate whatever disaster is going on and kind of egg it on. And maybe that's what happened to Delonte, where he had his money, he had his success, and now he's had his fall because he had nobody around him that actually cared to look at him and say, dude, don't do this, you know? And sometimes your friends or your family members, you may not like them approaching you about the brutal honesty, but deep down inside, if you care about yourself, eventually you're going to thank them because they're showing you that they're willing to put on the line their relationship or whatever it is because they want you to get better. And there is nobody around Antonio Brown that cares enough about him to get better. So he is in a destructive mode now. He is destroying people's lives, not just himself. He has obviously destroyed his career. I would imagine that by now the NFL is not going to deal with him anymore. I would imagine. You never know with the NFL because, again, they're Teflon and they can get away with this kind of stuff. But this is the part that's obvious. The trainer, Glenn Holt, is arrested, which, by the way, he worked for St. Thomas. Used to work for St. Thomas High School. Brown is now a suspect of battery on the truck driver. He, by the way, looks like he fled because they could not find him. Hey, let me tell you, AB's pretty fast. There are DBs all over the league that had problems catching up with him. So the cops, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. And then he's got, you know, Chelsea Chris, which is his baby mama. She put out some tweets, okay, about them and their relationship and what was going on in their relationship and how he treats her, okay? And this is the part that, I mean, when you see this, when you see the way he treats her, he threw jelly bean penises at her, kicked her out of the house. You guys saw that video with the Hollywood cops and all that. Then after, he asks her to come back to the house so they can have a threesome with Lil Wayne's ex, apparently. Okay? I mean, really, this is the stuff that's going on with this guy. Yeah, she's smoking D's if she thinks anyone can remove you, of course, because you doing this S because you want me. You can't be hating and not taking care of me. Selfish. Ah, Chelsea, let me sex you with another girl for 2020. That's his text. He sends to her, accomplish some fun S just one time for me, fake ah. And I want to live every experience with you. And then, he just goes on to like, it's disturbing. I'm telling you, it's absolutely disturbing when you start to read some of the text that goes on with Antonio Brown and his baby mama. And she put it all out there. She put all the texts and all that. She took screenshots of it, put it out on IG, put it out on tweets. It's all out there. It's all out there. So after he kicks her out of the house, he wants her to come back to have a threesome. Oh, man. This is one of those where we can laugh about it because the guy's crazy, but it's going to end like really, really, really ugly, okay? I mean, this is one where I don't know where you see the light of day for Antonio Brown.
I was just going to ask, you think we're coming up on that point of no return?
Oh, we're already at the point of no return.
You think we're already past that,
yes,
mark?
We're already at the point of no return because now the cops want him. And remember, all of his legal issues are going to continue to pile up. This driver that he assaulted, allegedly, and his trainer, what do you think he's going to do, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think is next now for that driver?
Touch with an attorney and have his attorney call the other attorney.
I mean, that guy already had like 15 calls from different attorneys already as it is. Because those hooked up attorneys got his name from the police department, from somebody that they know, and they found the number right away, and they probably already reached out to him. Okay? That guy's going to make himself some money now. And whatever's left of a... See, that's the thing with... AB doesn't realize that legally, in the end, he's going to have to pay. And he's going to have to pay a whole lot of people. Not just baby mamas, not just his kids, but all of these lawsuits. And you and I know where he ends up. Broke. Because he has to pay lawsuits and he has to pay attorneys. That's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got the baby mama and you got several kids. That's even more money. and you live the lavish lifestyle that you live, that you're probably burning through money every single day, a ton of money. You kidding me? And you know what's the best part about all of this? Is that right now, he's probably thinking of a way that he will be on an NFL roster when training camp rolls around. He probably has convinced himself that he'll be there still. And that's what happens to a lot of these guys that go broke, because they think that that easy money is going to continue coming in, because no, I'll get back on track and I'll make all that money. And now nobody's really going to pay you anymore. Now everything will be incentive-based if you ever sign another deal again. I don't think you will anymore. At this point, I would imagine that an NFL owner now says, no, I can't bring that guy in. No. That guy will love us in the first day and then be ripping us the next day on social media. Guaranteed. That's that AB story, that's a sad story, ladies and gentlemen. That is one that is not going to end in a nice fashion, all right? By the way, you could start out 2020 with a better smile by going to Moody's Dental. And I know I did, because I wanted to straighten out especially my bottom teeth. So I've got my Invisaligns on, and they are the Invisalign and implant experts. So if you want to, you got some issues with your teeth and maybe you're not smile. I know how it is, man. Your smile is not as confident when your teeth aren't looking as good as they can. Go to Moody's Dental, and whether it's a cavity, whether you want to clean your teeth, whether you want to have a crown, whatever it is, implant or Invisalign, they are the experts, folks. Get in there for a free consultation for your implants or your Invisaligns. And that way, for 2020, you can start looking with a better smile. Call Moody's Dental. Call Eric right now, 305-821-0231. Make sure you mention our show. Mention my name. They will take care of you at Moody's Dental.